All this month, we walk through historic theaters in our state as part of National Historic Preservation Month. We continue this series with a man whose own family history is bound to the history of his hometown theater, the DeSoto Theater in Rome, Georgia.
My name is Tommy Lamb, and I'm an interior designer in Rome, Georgia. My grandfather, Mr. O.C. Lamb Sr., was the builder and founder of the DeSoto Theater. He built the theater in 1929 as the first talking motion picture in the Southeast. I think it was the most amazing thing for everyone to first, you know, see a motion picture that had sound associated. It was also the first theater in the Southeast to have air conditioning. So it was a wonderful place to get away from the heat and enjoy a movie. I think that at that time, you know, Westerns were very popular. You know, most of them dealt with a saloon and a boyfriend and a girlfriend, you know, and dealing with Indians and things of that sort. That's pretty much what they were.
Why should we have to ask an Indian every time we want to get some buffalo meat? They're running wild around here.
Yes, but these happen to be on Indian territory.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get me a buffalo. There's plenty for everybody.
White man, forget promise. Kill our buffalo.
You know, at that time, cereals were very popular. Lots of short films were shown, cartoons.
There's a little queen on the animated screen. Wait till you get a view of sweet Betty, made of penny.
During the Depression, people, you know, had a hard time affording much of anything. I think admission to the theater was a nickel at that time. So it was an escape from the everyday doldrums that were going on around them.
America goes to war. Men of the Army, Navy, and Marines reinforce the battlefronts on six continents to save the homes and ideals of free men from Axis domination.
During World War II, the theater actually sold war bonds, and there were discounts to get people to buy the war bonds, you know, so you could get so many points toward the war bonds, you know, by buying tickets to the theater.
I woke up this morning with my man.
African Americans were allowed to come to the theater. Unfortunately, at that time, they had to go in a side entrance and sit in the balconies. They were not allowed to sit on the main floor of the theater, which was true with most theaters. There in Rome at that time, there actually was one African-American theater, the Carver Theater, which is no longer in existence. Maids could certainly, and household servants could certainly bring children, you know, to the theater, but they were not allowed to sit with them. They had to sit in the balconies. They had to take a side entrance up, and they could not buy things at concession stands, you know, at that time either. We were very spoiled as children, you know. We would gather up all of our friends and take them into the movie free and, you know, take charge of the theater. And I'm sure we were a manager's nightmare. Probably the most fun things were like the Nutty Professor as a child with Jerry Lewis, John Wayne movies were all great fun, you know. And then, of course, Walt Disney's movies as they came along.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
I think that DeSoto will always remain an integral part of Rome's society and will be a building that is used now more so than ever before. It was built with a style to last through the ages, and that it's just a building that people will always remember for good times and for pleasant memories. And so I think it's found a new role, you know, from its past to make it into what it is today, that it is no longer just a motion picture theater, but a center for all sorts of types of arts and entertainment in Rome.
That's Tommy Lamb. His grandfather started the DeSoto Theater in Rome. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. Next week, behind the scenes of the Madison Morgan Cultural Center in Madison. All the theaters we visit during Historic Preservation Month have received a grant from the Fox Theater Institute. To listen to this whole series or learn how to apply for a grant, you can visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but tell us about a building in your town that you would like to see restored. You can call us at 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or Twitter. The show is at OST Talk, and I'm at Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day.